Let's go and talk some greyhound racing, because tonight at the Gardens, the Newcastle Cup is on at 6:09, and it could see a slice of Australian history for greyhound racing. Trainer Robert Smith is joining us. Morning to you, Rob.
Good morning, Ian.
Good to talk to you, mate. You head to the races tonight with great excitement, hopefully. Lochinvar Hugo, your greyhound, is trying to make it 16 wins in a row, and that would be an Australian record.
Equals the Australian record.
Yeah, look, it's a great stat, mate. I mean, tell us a little bit about Lochinvar Hugo.
Mate, it's just it was a big green pup and just started to race properly. And, you know, he just put in from the word go and always wanted to try. He's a great competitor. And, obviously he's got some ability, but he's just a pleasure to have, and he's good for the industry, you know, good for the game.
What do you think of Bulleye last week?
Oh, it was a bit unfortunate at the start there. He got in a little bit of trouble, but I was surprised to see him still win the race, because it was a really good run, actually. It was one of them bull runs where he had to go inside, outside, and he done it good.
Well, he suddenly appeared. We were looking for him, and then he just went whoosh.
Yeah.
Can he do it that tonight? Because the big test tonight, Rob, is getting to 715 metres.
Yeah, it's his first go at it. He's always showed indications that he'll run it, and he's up against a good field, and you know, it is his home track. He hasn't raced there that much, but he was broken there early as a pup, and it'll be good to see. I think he needs to have luck on the side, because it's only a short run into the first turn, and if he gets that luck, I'm sure he'll put his best foot forward.
Yeah. I guess the big test tonight is the way you speak, and I'll talk more about the 7:15 in a moment, but you're coming into the track record holder, aren't you? Ebby Ripper from Box 2.
Exactly, yeah. She's a very good bitch. She's one of the best in Australia.
Yeah. So, in your mind, the way she finished, the way the greyhound finished at Bulleye, the 7:15 for you isn't a problem tonight?
No, I've never thought that the 7:15 would be a problem. It's with these dogs, it's the way they pull up after the run and then space their runs over 700 and, you know, allowed him to run 600 in between. So
yeah,
it'll be a good test for him. But in saying that, I'm pretty confident that he'll handle the distance pretty easy.
Mate, I'll come back and ask that question in just a moment. I was just going to ask about the way that the greyhound races, and it's now getting exposure for the sport. Does he know he's pretty good?
He's a very excitable dog. He certainly gains confidence like any athlete when they win, and I don't think he worries about too much at all. He's just there to race on race day, and he's a good hound, and he's a very good thinker. Most of his runs, he's done the right thing, or he has done the right thing, obviously, to win. So, yeah, he's learning.
And has he always sort of promised to do something? I mean, I know it's hard to say anyone to win 15 in a row, but did you always think that he'd go okay?
Yeah, definitely. He always had an ability to, early when he was a pup, to finish his trials off in very fast times over short distances of 400 and that when he first started to break in. So it was always there. It was always going to be how he handled himself in the field, how he handled different tracks, different distances, and then pull up and recover after the race, because he puts in 100%.
Yeah.
Very, very, very excitable dog, but he'll put in as hard over 300 is what I think he will today over 700.
Well, mate, we wish you the best. As you say, it'll be a slice of history to... who's the other greyhound, Rob?
One I trained myself, Miss Ellie Mint and Fernando Bale. They equal the 16 in a row at the moment.
Jeez, you've had the knack, mate, if you found a second one that can win 16 tonight.
Well, yeah, it'll be a bit of a thrill, actually, because it doesn't come around very often.
No.
It's only done twice. It's very, very excitable, and, you know, I think that the... With Miss Ellie Mint, not only the participants, but people took them on as followers, and they've done the same with this dog now. They're starting to want to see him race, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Well, our Big Sports Breakfast co-host Andrew Webster this morning, who writes for the Herald, he said, look, if this greyhound wins tonight, he's going to do a feature story on it for the paper next week. So we've even got Webby watching it tonight to hopefully just yell him home.
Yeah, very good, very good. It's good for the industry, but I think that the industry's lucky to have what we've done now, is have a new lease on Greyhound Racing. Everything's looking upwards, you know.
Yeah, no, and so it should be. Hey, mate, there'll be plenty of people listening or tuning in to Sky Racing. The race is at 6:09 tonight, the Newcastle Cup, $15,000 race, but it's more than that. Let's hope Lochinvar Hugo from Box 8 can make it 16 in a row. Good luck tonight, Rob.
I appreciate it. Thanks very much.
No, good on you, mate.